Rishon Rashi. Okay, the first Rashi on the Parsha says, Hashem says to Avram, go to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi quotes, V'kan iyat hazocha rabbanim. Here, in Chutz Laaretz, you're not zocha the children. So this is a Gemara. This is based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tezayin and with Beis. The Gemara says that the Chutz of Eretz Yisrael can cause you to have children. That if a person is not able to have children, you move to Israel, that could change your mazel somehow. So this is not really directly my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita, so when he first got married, he didn't have kids for a couple of years. So what do you do? So you daven. So what do you do? He said he decided to visit Israel. He wasn't moving here necessarily, but he visited here. And he, based on that Gemara, by visiting here would affect his, he visited Israel that summer, spent a while here, and now he says, now I have 9 children. So, the schlis helped. When he was here, he met the stipler, when Rav Shechter was here. And the stipler, and the, he asked the stipler for a bracha for children, and the stipler gave him a bracha for children, and now he has 9 children, so that was also a part of it. And Rav Shechter cries when he tells that story, that the stipler gave him his bracha. Then I told you, he also asked the stipler a bracha for atzlacha and learning. Right, I told you this famous story? It's a famous story, okay. I'll tell it again, but not for now. And he asked the stipler a bracha for atzlacha and learning. The stipler said, you don't give a bracha for atzlacha and learning. If you learn a lot, marbi be yeshiva, you'll be zocha. So that's this. So Rav Shechter lived this Rashi. Okay, let's continue. In Pasuk Beis, there's an interesting Rashi that when Hashem changed Avram's name to Avraham, so you should know the gematria of Avraham is 248. Not everyone knows that. That's the Ramach, that's Mitzvah Saseh. That's a remez that Avraham kept all the Torah. That Avraham's name, Avraham, is gematria 248. Okay? Next. Can I see close the window? Next. There's a very famous comment of Rashi. It comes up a couple of times. It's in the end of Pasuk Beis. It says, Asher Areka, that I will, it's really the end of Pasuk Aleph, that I will show you. So this is Lugan Rashi, the end of Rashi and Beis. Lo gigo lo es haretz miyad, kedei lechabava be'enav, v'latet lo schar al kol dibur v'dibur. Kayotzebo es bincha es yichidcha asher hafti es yitzchak. Kayotzebo ahad harhari ma'e asher omar elecha. He gives a couple of examples. Sometimes Hashem is giving a tzivui to the tzaddikim, to the avos. He doesn't get to the punchline right away. He says, go to the land. He doesn't tell you which one. That I will show you. He doesn't tell you which one. And Hashem wants to give the tzaddikim schar for every step of the... What does that mean? So in the art school here, they quote from the... based on the Maharal, Hashem does not reveal his mission to the righteous in its entirety so as to keep them in suspense. They look forward with longing for more details. Thus, every statement they hear evokes their love of Hashem and they get more schar. In other words, Hashem purposely leaves it a little unclear, so they're waiting. Wait, Hashem, what's the next thing? And they're excited about it. And that excitement gives them more schar. So that's the pshat of this famous idea in Rashi, that Hashem sometimes goes from general to more specific, doesn't get to the punchline right away, and Rashi gives a couple of examples. That's a very, very famous idea in Rashi. Next, Pasuk Hey. This is the famous Pasuk, Es ha-nefesh asher asu b'charan. The nefesh, the souls they made in Charan. What does that mean? Rashi says they were involved in Kiruv. They brought them tachas kanfei Ashrina. They didn't make them Jewish, they made them what? Monotheists. Avram megayres ha'anashim, v'sar megayres ha'anashim. Avram brought the men back, and Sarah brought the women back, and it's as if they made them. That's the world famous Rashi, that they were megayer them, they brought them closer to monotheism. Next, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Zayin. I'm just picking out the very famous ones. Yud Gimel Zayin. There was a fight between the Roe Avram and the Roe Lot. What was the fight about? The fight was about Gezel, Rashi says. Look in Rashi. Pasuk Zayin. Vayiriv Hayroim Shalot Rishoim Umarim Behemtam Besedos Achirim. Says this is Gezel. That was the fight. The fight was about stealing. And this is a whole topic. I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Einemer Zatzal. It's in the book. Bezrat Hashem, it's coming out. It's in the book. That the theme of Lech Lecha up until the Bris Bein HaBesarim is Bein Adam Lechaveiro. That Avraham couldn't tolerate Bein Adam Lechaveiro, Gezel, cheating. It's a whole long Dvar Torah. So the fight that led to them splitting up was the fight over Gezel. Those shepherds were willing to steal, and Avraham said no. Next, in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Gimel, there are two famous Rashis. It says that Lot went Mikedem. Mikedem. He went from the east, whatever that means. So Rashi quotes, Kedem is Kadmono Shalolam. That's a reference to Hashem. That when Lot split up from Avraham, he was leaving Hashem. Kaviyachol. Yefshi lo be'Avraham v'lo be'elokov. And the same thing in Pasuk Yud Gimel, that it said Lot went to stone, Vianche stone Roy, they were evil. And what does Rashi say? Lo nimna Lot milishkon ima. Even though they were evil, Lot stayed with them. Lot chose to live in stone because he wanted the financial success, even though he knew they were rich. Rav Katz Shlita gave this to Vartar like 5 or 10 years ago, and it's in the book. This is Lot. Lot is mamish, real life for us now. He was with Avram Avinu, doing fine. He was lured by the potential financial success in Sdom, despite the fact that they were Rishayim, and his whole life was ruined. So the lesson, Rav Katz says, for us, from these Rashis, is that when we go out to make a living, we can't leave our Ruchnius roots. You understand? Lot should have said, I can't leave Avraham. I'll find another way to make a living. This is Lot's life is our life. And our challenge is when you go out there to make money, you stay rooted in your Ruchnius connection. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea, Rav Katz said. It's mamish real life for us nowadays. Lot was attracted by Sdom, and they were Rishayim. So Lot said, okay, I want to make money. I'll cut corners religiously. I'll leave Avraham, and his whole life was ruined in the end. We see what happened to Lot in the end. So we have to learn from Lot the right way versus the wrong way to get out there and make a living. It's a major yesod from Rav Katz. Let us continue. Perek Yudalit Pasuk Yud Gimel. So Lot is taken captive. And Avram Avinu right away goes to save him. Again, that's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. No save Olim Chaveiro. Why does Avraham go to save him? Because he's told that he's captive. By who? Vayavo HaPalit. One guy. What does Palit mean? The fugitive came. He got away. He came and told Avram that Lot was... Who was that guy? What is right? Og. Og helped save Lot. So this is a famous Rashi. Bezrat Hashem will get there in Rishon Rashi, and it's in later in the Chumash, Tevarim, and when Bnei Yisrael fought Og in the Midbar, what does Hashem say to Moshe? Al tira oso, don't be afraid of him. Doesn't say it by Sichon. By Sichon, Avram wasn't afraid. Moshe. Moshe wasn't afraid. By Lot, by Og, he was afraid. So Hashem says, don't be afraid. Why was Moshe afraid of Og and not Sichon? What does Rashi say over there? Because Og had his chus. This chus that he saved Avram's life. Helped save Avram's life. Helped save Lot's life. Got it? Okay. Rav Nevensal Shlita discusses that Rashi. what's difficult about that Rashi. Why did Og try to save? How's he going to marry Sarah exactly? Avram's going to die. Right. Og wanted Avram to get involved in the war so he would die so he could take Sarah. Talk about doing a mitzvah shelo lishma. This is about, if you had to think of, imagine the worst possible kavana to have for a good deed, quote unquote. This is the worst possible kavana. And yet, Rashi still says Moshe, by the way, Moshe was afraid. Not only that, Og got a lot of schar. He was king of a kingdom, and what other schar did Og already have by that time? He lived a long time. The Gemara says he was alive by the Mabul. So from the Mabul to the Midbar. So Og, A, has gotten lots of zechus, lots of reward already. He did this good deed, we wouldn't call it a mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah with literally the worst possible kavanas, and Moshe's still afraid. So what's the message Rav Nemetzal, what's the Musar Rav Nemetzal tells, teaches us? He says, the Musar is, wake up! Do you realize what mitzvot, the schar you get for mitzvos? Do you realize the schar you get for mitzvos? That every mitzvah counts. And our mitzvahs we do with what? With better kavanas than that. Amazing. It's an amazing Rav Nevinsaw. This is like, we call this an Aveira. But it's viewed as a mitzvah with bad kavanas. And Moshe was afraid of Og. Without laughing, just close it. For that reason. Unbelievable. Let's continue. Perek Tesvav Pasuk Vav. Perikhezvav Pasukvav. Rashi here refers to a Gemara that talks about Pasukhes. In Pasukhes, Hashem said, Moshe Avraham says to Hashem, Bamo Eda Ki Rashana. How do I know I'm going to inherit the land? So there are many pshatim of that Pasuk. Chazal in Tainus, Kav Zayin Amud Bey, say that this is referring to the following. Avram said to what Rashi quotes here in Pasuk Vav. He says, "V'ezes chus, what chus are my descendants going to inherit Eretz Yisrael in?" Hashem promised Avram, said, "It has to be a chus. What's the chus? What does Rashi quote? Amol Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hakarbanos, because the next pasuk mentions karbanos. So Rashi here in Perek Tesvav Pasuk Vav quotes that it's the chus of karbanos which will get Eretz Yisrael. Very nice." The Gemara there in Tainus continues, and the Gemara says, Avram says to Hashem, that's good when they're in Eretz Yisrael. What about when they're in Golus? Sorry? What about when there's no Beis HaMikdash? What about when there's no Beis HaMikdash? What schus are they going to have to get back to Eretz Yisrael? What does the Gemara answer? Saying Karbanos. So based on that, Rav Shechter likes to quote, that saying Karbanos every day is a daraisa. Because who said say Karbanos? Who said to say it? Hashem said to say it. That's what the Gemara says. So you're really supposed to say Karbanos. The minimum you must say every day is the Parshas Tamid. Start today. Don't delay. Say the Parshas Tamid every day. That's the minimum. The Ramah sounds like it's a chiyu, not just a good thing to do. So the Parshas Tamid, and Rav Shechter quotes, it's based on that Gemara. Rashi quotes Karbanos. The Gemara goes on, what about when there's no Karbanos? Oh! Saying the Karbanos counts. If you have more time, say the Ketores. Then say the whole thing if you have more time. But they say the Big Gedolim always said Karbanos. Rav Moshe said Karbanos, Rav Shach said Karbanos. I just saw an amazing story. That the Chafetz Chaim, once they had a minyan in his house, like when he was older, and somehow one time they had started and he was somehow a few minutes late, so he was going to put on his talis and tefillin and then start, they would have been up to Mizmor Shir when he was, so he was going to start davening with them, so he was afraid they would be choshed him. He didn't say karbanos, so he announced, I always say karbanos, but today because I'm late I'm going to say them after davening, to avoid the chshad that because people saw he was just getting his tefillin, pal's tefillin, and he's going to start davening Mizmor Shir right away, Chukka Dezimra. Even to avoid being choshed, he didn't say karbanos. All right, so it's good to say karbanos, and one of the sources for saying karbanos is the continuation of this Rashi that the Gemara quotes in Tainus on Daf Kav Zayin. Next, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis. This is not a Rashi. Excuse me. This is Unkelus. I lost it. Oh yeah, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis. So the Torah talks about Yishmael, and the Torah says Yado Bakol V'Yad Kol Bo. His hand is in everything, and everyone's hand is in him. A lot of pshatim. What does that mean? Look in the Targum Unkelus. Unkelus says, what does it mean, Yado Bakol, his hand's in everyone? Hu Yehi Tzarich L'Kula. He's going to need everyone. And what does it mean, everyone's hand's going to be in him? They're taking from him. V'yida D'Kol B'nei Anasha Yon Tzrichin Loi. Everyone else is going to need him. So my Rebbe in high school, Rabbi Hayat Shlita, said that this uncle is, it's mamash, literal nivu, these are the Arabs. They have the oil, so everyone else needs them, but they don't grow anything on their own, and they have to buy everything from everyone else. So this uncle is an explicit, this is the pasuk, this is the Arabs. Yado bakol, they need all the help they can get. They never produce enough food on their own, etc., in the Arab countries. They need help, they need all this aid from everyone else. But everyone needs them, because they have all the oil. So the Unkelus is pshat in Pasuk Yud Beis, mamish, we see it happening in our day. Whew. I heard that in 10th grade. Okay, that's exciting. Let's go. Next, another Unkelus. World famous. Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Rashi, based on Unkelus. You have to know Unkelus. So Hashem tells Avram is going to have a son, and it says, Vayitzchak. He laughed. And by Rivka, when Sarah hears, it also says Vatitzchak. By Avraham, everything's fine. And by Sarah, what does the Torah say by Sarah? Hashem wasn't happy that she laughed. Why? Because there are two types of laughing. There's laughing of Simcha, and there's laughing of disbelief. Really? Like that. So Avraham's laughing was out of Simcha. And Sarah's laughter was somehow a little bit on her level, not a fully disbelief. How do you know? So Rashi quotes that Unkelus translates the same word Vayitzchak differently. Look inside Rashi. Yud Zayin. Vayitzchak. Unkelus Tirgame Vachadi. Chadi is a lashon of Simcha. Chet Dalid means Simcha. So here by Avraham, when it says Avraham laughed, it said Chadi, it was Simcha. But by Sarafs, Unkelus says, it says Machoch, V'chayachat. And that means laugh, and regular laughter, not Simcha laughter. So Rashi's pointing out that Unkelus already is teaching us that the same root, Tzadi, Ches, Kuf, means one thing by Avram, one thing by Sarah, and that's why Sarah, Hashem was unhappy, and Avraham was fine. Finally, we had this before already, we'll say it again. The end of the Parsha, Pasuk Kaf Gimel. Avraham does the Bris Milah. What does it say in the Pasuk? Be'etzem Hayom Azeh. Whenever it says Be'etzem Hayom Azeh, it means the middle of the day, meaning what? Meaning, we're not afraid of anyone. We're not afraid. Look in Rashi. V'lo b'layla, lo nitziarei lo min agoyim v'lo min eleitzanim. Shoye ovav b'nir omim ilo ayinu lo yinachnu lamul. They would have said, oh, Avram did a bris milah? That's crazy. We would have stopped him had we had. We would have stopped him if we knew about it. He did it in a way, thank you, that everyone knew about it, that everyone knew what he was doing. That means mayom hazeh. And that way, they can't say, oh, we would have stopped him if we had a chance. Yes, Mr. Gabbai, question. You got a question before? Or? They believed in, there was one God who created the world, Emunah. Avram Avinu brought Emunah to the world. The whole world, the Rambam describes, had lost its Emunah, and they believed in all forms of Avodah Zarah. Avram Avinu by himself brought Emunah to the world. God made the world, and the world has a purpose, and I have to serve him. That's what Shabbos is all about. This past Shabbos, yesterday, was this big Shabbos thing all over the world. You heard about it? So in our neighborhood did it, was very involved, and it was very powerful. So the Rebbe of our shul spoke about the idea that we have to take Shabbos seriously. How many of us on Shabbos think about the fact Shabbos teaches us, reminds us that God made the world. Therefore, the world has a purpose, and it follows that Hashem gave me a tafkid in this world. We might keep the laws of Shabbos, but do we actually keep Shabbos and focus on the messages of Shabbos? A very powerful idea. We will stop here.